University Broadcast Studio.
It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Pod Stars.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us on this very busy Thursday. A lot going on around there in the country. And not a good day for President Trump. The Supreme Court handing down a bit of disappointing news to the president. The Supreme Court earlier today granted New York prosecutors access to the president's tax returns. Look, this is all political. This is all meant to embarrass the president. And I don't know what the president's taxes. I don't know what they say, but I don't really care. I really don't. And I sincerely doubt that the average American citizen is going to care one iota about the president's tax returns. But at the same time, the justices also ruled that Congress has no right to access those tax returns. So on the other side, you've got the Supreme Court telling the congressional Democrats to keep their grubby paws off the president's tax returns. We'll see how all of this plays out, but it's dirty. They're playing dirty. And I'm telling you, Chief Justice John Roberts, by the way, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, they all sided with the Chief Justice on this and the libs on the court. So I'm just telling you, folks, I sure hope we haven't been snookered on the Supreme Court appointees. I just sincerely hope that we have not been snookered. But there you go. The facts speak for themselves. The Chief Justice, you got Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, siding with the libs, 7-2 decision. So be it. I have a question for you, and this is the question we posted on the Facebook fan page. What does President Trump need to do to secure re-election? What does he need to do? What do you want him to do so that he gets reelected? What do you want to see the president do? 844-747-8868. It's a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. But I'm telling you, the tax issue, it's a non-issue in my estimation, a non-issue. I think the president's doing a terrific job. He's busting his butt for the American people every single day, fighting the Democrats, fighting the deep state, fighting the Republican Party, fighting his own party. And that's pathetic. And he's fighting Black Lives Matter. And honest to goodness, I don't see any other Republican up on Capitol Hill who would be able to do what Donald John Trump did. Looking back at 2016, the 17 Republicans that were running for the White House, a good many of whom are now saying publicly they are endorsing Joe Biden. That tells you all you need to know about the Republican Party. But again, I got a couple of notes. Todd, are you worried? Are you worried about? I mean, what happens if the president doesn't maybe have as much money? Who cares? Who cares? The man is incredibly successful. The man is an American success story. Who cares? I'm telling you here, folks, you got to listen to me. We are in war. That's what this is, war. Hand-to-hand combat. I mean, this is, and this, folks, it's like attach the bayonets. I mean, this is man-to-man combat. This is going to be ugly, and they will throw all sorts of stuff at this president. And I want you to remember something. Every time they do, they're throwing it at you, too. Because this man represents all the rest of us. That's why I still believe in my heart of hearts this president is going to win in a landslide in November. Now, there are a lot of unknown variables that could possibly thwart that prediction. But by and large, I believe this president is going to win in a landslide. If for no other reason than this, the American people are not going to put a senile, mentally deficient man who mumbles and fondles women's hair in the Oval Office. I just don't see that. I just don't see that. The man can barely, he can barely swallow Jell-O, Joe Biden. And they think that this guy is going to be the next president of the United States. I just don't see that happening. So me, Todd Starnes, write it down, landslide. Unbelievable. But I'm telling you, these Democrats, what's happening in our country right now, it gets a little frustrating. I'll be honest with you. I get a little frustrated. I'm still very hopeful about what's going to happen in November, folks. Absolutely hopeful. But I got to tell you, it's a little frustrating watching all of the hate and the vitriol directed at this president and we the people. By the way, if you really want to know how devious and sleazy these Democrats are, notice how they're not going after the big businesses, right? The Walmarts and the Targets and all the big box stores. They're not going after, they're hands off those folks. But you know who they are going after? They're going after the small businesses. You want to know why the Democrats hate small business? Because these are people who believe in the American dream. These are men and women who have put it all on the line, cashed in their savings, put it all on the line so they can live that American dream. They can build and grow their business. And they hate that. And that's why in city after city, you are seeing these Democrats in charge crack down on businesses that are owned by families and these small businesses, mom and pop businesses, as we call them. That's what's going on here. They know that people like you and me, the small business owners, people who are, you know, trying to grow our companies, we are more aligned with the fiscal values of Donald John Trump than we are crazy Joe Biden. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, I want to share with you something that happened, and I don't know if this is happening in your community, and if it is, I want you to call us and let us know. Because we need to alert more people about this. Contact tracing is underway in Memphis, Tennessee. If you go into a restaurant and you want to sit down and order food, you now have to turn over your personal information. You have to give them your name. You have to give them your address. You have to give them your phone number. And I can tell you, that's a pretty dangerous proposition here in Memphis, Tennessee, one of the most violent cities in America. And I can tell you this, I don't want anybody knowing where I live. I don't want anybody knowing how to get a hold of me. It's none of their business. You go into a barbecue joint in Memphis, you want to sit down, you want a platter of ribs, you maybe want some beans and slaw and maybe some delicious banana pudding for dessert, and you want your check and you want to be left alone. You want to be able to eat your ribs in peace. Give me a wet wipe. Thank you much. Come back again. But not anymore. Now you got to turn over all your personal information. And it's not the barbecue joint's fault. It's not the restaurant owner's fault. They're just doing what they've been ordered to do by government leaders. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little fed up with all this China virus crap. I'm getting fed up with elected leaders who are using the China virus to crack down on my civil liberties and your civil liberties. And you better believe this is going to play out on election day when the silent majority, the people who just want to sit down and eat their freaking ribs in peace, say enough is enough, you're out of here. And I think that's going to happen. I think Democrats are going to suffer great losses, not just on congressional races, but further down the ballot, city hall, city council, county commissions. I think there's going to be great pushback. But you know what needs to happen here in Memphis, Tennessee, where, by the way, they just shut down all the bars. All the bars in Memphis, Tennessee, Shelby County, Tennessee, have to shut down. You know what that means? That means a lot of people just lost a paycheck indefinitely. That means a lot of the people serving the food in those establishments don't have a job anymore. That means the food vendors who service those, the food and drink vendors who service those bars and restaurants, they've just lost customers. That means the musicians who come into those restaurants and bars and play the music, that means they don't have a job anymore. indefinitely. That's what they're telling people, indefinitely. And it may get worse. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti announced that he may very well implement a brand new stay-at-home order. All you folks in Los Angeles, in Southern California, you may have to be locked inside your home again. How do you feel about that? There's a community in Colorado, and they are going to implement some pretty severe policies, threatening to arrest anyone who violates mask orders. 1 year in prison. More than $2,000 in fines in the Denver suburbs. So let me ask you a question. What is it going to take to get you to get out there and go vote on Election Day? And what does the president have to do to secure your vote? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStearns.com is our website, our live show blog up and running. All sorts of great information, great resources for you to check out there. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
This is from KTLA in Los Angeles. Mayor Eric Garcetti says stay-at-home orders may be reinstated if COVID-19 cases continue to rise. You know what they want to do, folks? They want to lock all of us in our homes. They want to shut down our churches. They want to shut down any kind of Republican gathering. This is, folks, this is a pretty devious thing that the Democrats are trying to do here. And I sure hope that you are seeing through what is clearly going on. Let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Jackie, listening to us in Northern California on our live stream. Hi, Jackie. How are you, and what's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. Yes, what's on my mind is you asked the question, like, what would Donald Trump need to be reelected? And for me personally, it is seeing the power of God return to this nation. And I see him taking steps to bring that back to our nation. But I think it needs to be a strong front, because as a Christian, one of the things that I see that is a main point in healing every single area that we are facing right now is the ability to have God back in the nation. We were founded as one nation under God, and indivisible with liberty and justice for all, and everything that Jesus exemplifies is what this nation needs. If you listen to the cries out in the street and you step back from a panoramic view, people are crying out for justice and peace. They're crying out and calling God by name and don't even realize who they're calling for. The people are out here like in the middle of fear, and perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And we all see this exemplified from what happened in Genesis chapter 3, the fall. And I just believe the war that we're waging, it's not about flesh and blood, as we see in Ephesians. It's about the spiritual forces that we see. We're fighting a spiritual war, not a physical one. Donald Trump must bring God back to this nation. There has been so much rise against God being over this nation, and people are turning to self and building idols and running and trying to gain power, whether good or bad. And the truth of the matter is, from the times of old, God has been faithful in revealing himself over and over and over again to a people. And yet, even though he revealed himself as good, people kept turning to kings and judges and Moses. And God's like constantly.
Well, again, well, Jackie, let me jump in here. Caleb, please. Thank you. Let me jump in here, Jackie. I see your point here. And I think it is important for the president to frame this argument as we move to the election of good versus evil. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here, right? We're talking about good versus evil. And we're battling, as Jackie said, and Jackie, thank you for your call, and Jackie is right, we are battling forces of darkness here. There is great evil in our country, and we are seeing this played out every single day on American streets. With the violence and the hate and the vitriol. And this president is going to have to frame this argument that we have to restore law and order, and he is the only one who could do that. Sissy writes it on the Facebook page. Todd, he needs to tell people what's going to happen if he doesn't win. Absolutely. And the president needs to, look, forget about Peter Strzok. Forget about Lisa Page, okay? That's not what this election is all about. This election is about saving our nation. Saving our nation from the hands of very bad people who want to overthrow this government. That's what's really going on here. Hey, I want to go to, I want to go back to the phones. Let's go to Shelby County, Tennessee. Chris is listening to us on KWAM, the Mighty 990. Chris, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hi, Mr. Starnes. Thank you. A real quick point that I'd like to point out before I talk about voting. Have you noticed that they have changed the COVID-19 to the number of cases instead of positive tests to make the numbers look worse? I've noticed that. So I just wanted to point that out to everybody.
Chris, that is a very wise and astute observation. And this drives me bonkers. I have been asking this question since I was in New York City, because they are not telling us. Some states would differentiate. They would say, okay, here are the people who have the virus. Here are the people who are testing positive for the virus. Here are the people who died from the virus. Here are those who may have had a pre-existing condition. And they're not doing that anymore, Chris. They're lumping them all together, and we're getting these massive numbers that are ballooning all over the place.
Yes, sir. And on voting, I can tell you what, this is what made me so upset about the last election, our county election, okay? Everybody said, oh, well, we got Trump, that's all we need. No, you have to vote in every county,
Everyone.
Municipal, and state election. You have to vote in every single one of them. I'll give you an example, okay? You got George Flynn, and he's running for the Senate. George Flynn would not even debate Charlotte Bergman. He and Steve Cohen refused to debate the GOP-backed nominee a few years ago. They wouldn't even debate her. The GOP needs to concentrate on Charlotte Bergman to get District 9 out of the congressional District 9 out of Steve Cohen's hands, okay? We really need the GOP to come in here and win this county back. That's how this entire county went blue. And I was so disgusted because, like I said, people said, oh, we've got Trump, that's all we need. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's every single election, because every election affects you. And I thank you for taking my call, Mr. Starnes.
All right. Well, Chris, look, thank you for that. Look, that's a powerful word here. And everyone needs to hear this. Chris is absolutely right, folks. The GOP, they write off a lot of these local elections, congressional races. You can't do it. You know, here in Memphis, Tennessee, everybody thinks, oh, Memphis, it's the Bible Belt. They've got a freaking fascist on the county commission. It's, folks, it's unbelievable. And you know what? They've got them in your neighborhood, too. We got to fight. I'm telling you, folks, hand-to-hand combat. That's what's going on here. All right, we got to take a break. Your calls coming up, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. To the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. By the way, all of you folks listening to us in North Carolina, this coming Sunday, I'll be speaking at People's Baptist Church in Greenville, North Carolina. That's People's Baptist Church, Greenville, North Carolina. You can go to the church's website for all the information on service times. But I would love to see all of you great folks out there, especially all of our listeners over at the Talk Station, Morehead City and New Bern, great parts of the state of North Carolina. All right, we've been telling you for the past, week or so about a crazy story involving the U.S. military where the Navy told sailors they could not go to church. They could go to a protest march. They could have a party, but they could not go to Sunday morning worship services. Well, unfortunately, our good friend Congressman Doug Collins got involved, Congressman Doug Lamborn, and also First Liberty Institute. And we're excited to have First Liberty's president on the Newsmaker line, Kelly Shackelford. Kelly, good to hear back from you.
You too, Todd. A good news day about our victory with the Navy.
Well, I'm pretty excited about this. So tell us what happened here.
Well, when we started getting calls, as you're aware, when people have issues in the military with regard to religious freedom, they're already giving so much for us. The idea that their freedoms would be taken away is outrageous. And so they know to call us. And we started getting a bunch of calls from people in the Navy saying, I'm banned from going to church, any church. I'm even banned from going to a meeting with two people if it's religious. And so Mike Berry, who heads all of our military cases, he taught at the Naval Academy, taught law. And so he's one of the top guys in the country by far on this. We started signing up clients and going to the Navy and saying, this is unconstitutional. You can't do this. Let's get this changed. And the good news is, shortening the story, it's now been announced that the Navy is changing. People will not be court-martialed, which is what could have happened, for going to church if they're in the Navy. So that's been now reversed, and their religious freedom has been restored.
It really is a terrific story, and honestly, it was because of the work you guys have been doing for decades now, standing up for religious liberty, and I'm glad that the Navy righted this wrong. But Kelly, this is just a perfect example of how you just have to be diligent about these things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I mean, those who serve us in the military, they're in an authoritative structure, right? I mean, they can't exactly change these things when bad things are happening. So if those of us on the outside who have the ability to push and say, wait, what you're doing to those who are serving us is wrong, it's unconstitutional, then we've got to do everything we can to, look, they're standing for us. The least we can do is stand for them. And Todd, this has been happening all through this pandemic. I mean, we have had chaplains being censored. Chaplains, all these people are sort of shut in. And so chaplains have been trying to make sure and go online with prayers and with support. And we've even had base commanders not only shut down chaplains, but shut down one incident where the guy said, hey, just come to my porch, outside my porch, and we'll sing gospel songs. He told him he couldn't do that. So, I mean, the stuff that's been going on during the pandemic, when we need religious freedom in our military, has been outrageous, and we're having to fight extra, it seems like, during the COVID-19 battle.
And a lot of people may be wondering, well, wait a second, President Trump in office, and he's faith friendly, doing all this great stuff. But what folks don't understand, Kelly, is the Obama administration pretty much destroyed the Pentagon and rebuilt it with all of their people, and there are still a lot of their people over there.
That you're exactly right, and that's our problem. I mean, one of the first things in our press release on this Navy case was, we can't believe that they're thumbing their nose at the commander in chief like this. He issued executive orders on this, and he wants and demanded that there be religious freedom for those who serve us in the military, and that's the law. So when you have these situations happen with these people who are sort of put in and they're PC police during the Obama administration, you've got to get on top of this. And the good news is there were people all across the Navy that called us and said, I want to challenge this. We had chaplains, we had regular individuals. And the result is, as you mentioned too, congressmen like Doug Collins and others, who as soon as they found out when we released this story on Fox, they immediately jumped all over this. And that kind of pressure from the general public, from congressmen, and the legal side all brought together them to look at this seriously and to realize they had to reverse this.
Hey, Kelly, real quick, I want to get your take on what's happening out in California, where the churches have been told they cannot sing songs, they can't have a worship band, no choir. I know a lot of churches on Sunday, we had Pastor Jack Hibbs on the show earlier this week, and they defied the order. Is that constitutional? Can the governor do something like that?
Well, I mean, we're in the midst of, I mean, it's not constitutional, but we're in the midst of a battle where the Supreme Court hasn't really decided those kinds of issues. Now, we, you know, if people want to go, Todd, they can go to first, spell it out, firstliberty.org, and look under the COVID-19 section. And we have a list of all the cases. We've won every single case we filed during the pandemic. The problem is there's been a lot of foolish lawsuits filed in certain places, and it's created this mixed precedent where nobody's really sure, you know, how strong the Constitution is. You know, you've got one circuit that says churches basically have no rights against these out of control governor. And you've got other circuits like Judge Jim Ho's opinion a couple of weeks ago in the Fifth Circuit that says, well, of course, churches are protected. They're elevated. They're in the First Amendment, you know, and so the Supreme Court hadn't taken it yet. So we're having to fight these almost like, you know, knife battle by knife battle, one church at a time, to try to preserve the rights of the church and to make clear the government does not have the authority to control our churches, certainly not to discriminate against them like you're talking about in California. You know, you're allowed to scream and yell and spray as much as you want from your mouth in a protest, but people are not allowed to carefully get together and worship, you know, with social distancing and all kinds of protections. It really is maddening to see what they're trying to do. And we've got to win these cases all the way to the Supreme Court to make sure this doesn't happen in the future.
Yeah, doing a heck of a great job at it. And Kelly, you got to let me brag on you for just a second. Folks, you know, Kelly and his legal team, they could be making a bazillion dollars, you know, like at the high dollar, you know, law firms. But this is what they do. This is their calling, and they don't take a penny for you know, when they take on a case. You know, this is it's a nonprofit. So this is where it's so important that we support groups like First Liberty Institute. And I would encourage you, go to firstliberty.org. Find out how you can get involved, how you can support them. They can use all the help they can get financially. Is that okay, Kelly?
Thanks, Todd. You're very gracious to do that. We're and you get it a tax deduction. Well, you know, what a world, right? You give money to us, we'll sock the bad guys in the teeth and win for religious freedom, and you get a write-off on your taxes for a non-profit, you know, tax-deductible donation at the same time.
Hey, now, that's a pretty good deal right there. All right, Kelly, thanks a lot. God bless.
Hey, you too, Todd.
All right, Kelly Shackelford, First Liberty Institute. I sure am glad they're on our side, aren't you? And thank goodness now the members of the Navy able to go to church and worship. Who would have thought you would have to go to court for that? But this is where we are in America right now. All right, look, got to take a break. We are going directly to the phones. A lot of you on hold for a while. Hang tight. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're with Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. ToddStarnes.com, by the way, our website. Our live show blog, Avery is working around the clock to fill that thing up with all sorts of crazy stories that we talk about here on the program. Also, a link to Avery's weekly podcast. And if you haven't heard Avery Bryson's podcast, it's really a terrific, it's a fun podcast. And I would encourage you to get yourself a download. What's on this week's edition there, Avery? Oh, he had to skedaddle out. So, all right. You got to take my word for it then. It's a good podcast. Let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Gwen, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Gwen. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Todd. Listen, I have listened to, I can't remember the guy that called in from Shelby County, Chris. He's been calling into these shows for 30 years. When I was on in the fair tax, the district coordinator for that, he would call in then. We both work for Charlotte Bergman. I just want to let everybody know, It's great to call in and express yourself and everything else. But when it comes to the real work, you've got to find political and legal solutions to this stuff. There is a website that everybody needs to write down, and it's just a website for getting legal help against these unconstitutional, but all of this stuff is unconstitutional. This website is called https://www.constitutionallawgroup.us. And that's the ability, they can have the ability to file mass torts against the illegal shutdowns countrywide, and they will help anybody. And they have not had one failure. They are not.
Gwen, I've got to tell you something here. Hold on. Gwen, I got to tell you something. What really gets me fired up here? You have all these businesses, and I know what it's, you know, I've never owned a restaurant, never owned a bar, but I know that's one of the hardest things you could possibly do because the margin for error is very, very slim. And for the government to come in and just say, you know what, okay, these businesses can stay open, but these businesses have to shut down. Who gave them that responsibility? Who gave them that right? And my contention here, Gwen, and I'm with you, I think that the way to approach this is to go after them in the courts. But the other side of that is to just disobey these unconstitutional edicts. And there's a guy here in Memphis. I've never been to the restaurant. It's called The Alchemy. And it's a very popular restaurant. And this guy says, you know what? We've been told to shut down, but we're not going to shut down. And I say, good for you, sir. And that ought to be the way it is for every other business owner in America. When the government says, hey, you got to shut down your business, demand to see where that is in the Constitution, that they get to come in and tell you how to run your business. Gwen, I'll give you the last word.
Okay. Please remember that website, constitutionallawgroup.us. And it's run by a guy named Martin. Rick Martin, lawyer.com, how to arrest a governor or a judge or anyone for unlawful lockdown. This is very, very important. We have got to go for the jugular. This guy has not lost a case. He's won cases all over Arizona, California, and tons of them in Texas. And we have got to go with constitutional lawyers. Do not ever look under attorneys. There is a difference.
All right. All right. Gwen, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to us. It's true, though, folks. We've got to get a little bit of fire in our belly. I mean, are we just going to bend over and worship to these people? Come on. That's not who we are. You folks in North Carolina, you know what I'm talking about. Your governor won't even let Republicans get together and hold a prayer breakfast. If it had been my decision, y'all would still be having that prayer breakfast. I would have flown down on my own dime for that. By the way, coming up in the next hour of the show, you're going to want to hear this interview. So Seattle, Washington, while all of the Chaz stuff was going down, they were forcing white people in city government in Seattle to go to these racism classes where they were told they had to confess their whiteness. I don't know what that's all about. Well, the guy who exposed all of this filed the Freedom of Information Act request. Christopher Ruffo is going to be here with us to talk about this. And not only that, but there's a city council member who's calling for the overthrow of the federal government. So we're going to get into that with Christopher in the next hour. Also, Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch is going to drop by. He has a brand new book out called A Republic Under Assault. That's going to be a terrific interview coming up in the last hour of the program, along with our good friend Ken Blackwell from Family Research Council, who wants to weigh in on some constitutional issues. So look, this is what we do here on this radio show. I know we have a lot of new listeners around the country, and we're honored to have you guys with us. But this is not just 3 hours of me screaming into a microphone. We take your calls. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your opinions. And more importantly, we need to know what this president needs to do to win your vote in 2020. What is it that you want to see this president do? Me, I believe this is about law and order. We have to establish the rule of law. We have to protect the rule of law in the United States of America. And if we do not, we will not have a country. We just will not. But when you hear this audio, and we're going to play this in the next hour of the program, when you hear this elected city leader in Seattle talking about wanting to overthrow the government and implement socialism in this country, it's mind-boggling, just mind-boggling. Oh, by the way, I've got to share this with you. Where was that story? Ah, here we go. So there's a guy in New York City, and he is a big supporter. He owns a cafe. He's a big supporter of Black Lives Matter. He's a big supporter of the drag queens. As a matter of fact, he lets the drag queens hold a bingo night in his cafe. So the guy's a lefty, right? Well, it turns out that he actually voted for Donald Trump in 2016, and he told MSNBC that he would do it again. And so this resulted in a New York Times hit piece, the title of which, "The Cafe Has Black Lives Matter Signs, The Owner Voted for Trump." And now the poor guy is coming under attack. I mean, they want to run this. They want to run this guy out of town. The Indian Road Cafe, it's in Upper Manhattan. And the poor guy is coming. I feel bad for this guy, but he's apologizing now. He goes, "I'm sorry." Don't apologize. You've got nothing to apologize about, sir. Don't apologize for being a Republican. Don't apologize for being a Trump supporter. Don't apologize for being white. What's wrong with you people? Grow a backbone. Grow a pair. Come on. This is America. Jeez-a-loo. All right, stick around. We'll be right back, folks.